It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Well, ladies, this is our Bible study segment. Obviously, we are on day 58. That's our lesson today in Genesis, the rest of chapter 41. And Connie Stampfel is here. Hello, Connie.
Hi. And today we're going to be talking about how Joseph rises to power.
It's an exciting story indeed. And I'll start reading and then Connie will teach. Genesis 41, starting in verse 37 today. This proposal pleased Pharaoh and all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find a man like this in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regards the throne, I will be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he made him ride in his second chariot. And they called out before him, "Bow the knee." Thus he set him over all the land of Egypt. Moreover, Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no one shall lift up a hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, and he gave him in marriage Aseneth, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. So Joseph went out over the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went through all the land of Egypt. During the 7 plentiful years, the earth produced abundantly, and he gathered up all the food of these 7 years, which occurred in the land of Egypt, and put the food in the cities. He put in every city the food from the fields around it. And Joseph stored up grain in great abundance, like the sand of the sea, until he ceased to measure it, for it could not be measured. Before the year of the famine came, 2 sons were born to Joseph. Aseneth, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore them to him. Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh, for, he said, "God has made me forget all my hardship and all my father's house." The name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. The 7 years of plenty that occurred in the land of Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began to come, as Joseph had said. There was famine in all the lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. When all the lands of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph. What he says you do, you do." So when the famine had spread over all the land, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians, for the famine was severe in the land of Egypt. Moreover, all the earth came to Egypt to Joseph to buy grain, because the famine was severe all over the earth.
Thank you, Amy. Interesting. Here we see in this account, these 20 verses in chapter 41, about how God raised up Joseph to, in a sense, be a deliverer and to ably administer the surplus so that there would be food for the time of famine, starvation. And it's all God setting in motion, again, his purpose of bringing Israel to Egypt for about 400 years and what he's going to do. Here, going back to the first part of the chapter first part of the reading today, we see in verse 38, Pharaoh saying to his servants, "Can we find a man like this in whom is the Spirit of God?" And so a pagan ruler is noting that there is something very special about Joseph, and truly God's Spirit had come to rest on Joseph and given him abilities and wisdom that a man wouldn't normally have. And so Pharaoh and his servants all agree that Joseph should be the one to be the administer, really, in a sense, the prime minister of Egypt, and rule, and also definitely make sure that the land is prepared for this famine. And so it's incredible to think about Joseph the slave in Egypt has now become ruler, and Joseph the man who was imprisoned is now being given great honor, and it's all because God is working in and through his life for God's purposes. We find that Pharaoh is giving Joseph great honor and privilege. He's given really the emblems of office with fine clothing and a signet ring and a gold chain. And then he's also given great honor and other gifts befitting his office because he's given the second chariot and people are bowing the knee. And let's think back, what was part of Joseph's dream was it was brothers and family bowing down to him, but here the Egyptians, the pagans, are bowing down to Joseph. And also Joseph is given a new name, of which we're not sure what it means, but it's obviously a name of honor. And then he's also given a wife who is the daughter of a priest. And more than that, God then gives him two sons. During the years of plenty, he's given sons. And we see in his names of his sons, God is still foremost in Joseph's thoughts, and he is remembering who God is when he names them. Because the first one, Manasseh, is named about God has made me forget the hardship in my family's house. And so he's saying that's over, and God has now blessed me, and I'm going forward, which is a beautiful thing because Manasseh sounds like Hebrew for making forget. And his second son, Ephraim, sounds like Hebrew for making fruitful. And so now Joseph is acknowledging that God is making him fruitful in the land of Egypt, and God is blessing him. And he's attributing that blessing to the Lord. And really he says, for God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. Makes us think back to early in Genesis where God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply, and he repeated that to Noah also. And so God is working to bring about his purposes. And then we find at the end of the chapter that truly this famine does come on after the years of plenty. And we notice that Egypt is the place that has bread, has food, because they've stored up. They've been given the warning by the Lord, and that's happened. And so both the Egyptians and the people of the surrounding nations start coming to Egypt for food, which is going to set in motion Joseph's family actually coming to Egypt for food, which again is all part of God's plan. And we just wonder again about what God is doing and how he's accomplishing it. And I think we can be thankful that God used Joseph and even the difficulty he went through, because he used it to forge his character and make him a man who would be able to do what he's doing, give him the responsibility to ably administer and fairly treat people and do what is right. Hopefully we can all learn and grow from this lesson about God's purposes and ask ourselves questions about what is it that God might be doing in my life, even through and in the difficulty. Any thoughts, Amy?
Well, it certainly is a very exciting part of the story. It seems like things are finally turning around for Joseph, and he's actually seeing God's hand all those years of faithfulness in prison. And he's starting to see some things. He's starting to see God's will, that God has not forgotten him.
Yes, and that's something to celebrate. And
yes.
I think we can say that in our own lives, too. God is working, and we will see his blessing. All right. Well, that wraps up today's lesson in Genesis. You can find the notes at naomistable.com.